This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about a month or two ago. We're talking about Halbred Corp. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol HALB. And with us today to bring us up to speed is their new CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Bill Hartman. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You know, you've been with me for years, but the time that you was with me for years, you were with Premier Biomedical. And how did your move to Halbred Corporation, how did that come about?
Well, Everett, I kept Premier Biomedical solvent for 10 years.
Yep.
We were an R&D company, and we did everything in the world to keep it alive, but debt finally got to us. My partner, Dr. Mitchell Felder, moved on, and I stuck around for about a month, and then it became clear. Premier didn't own the technology. It was licensed from Dr. Felder. And at any rate, Dr. Felder's technology was sold to Halbred Corporation. And Halbred, when I left Premier, they contacted me and asked me to go with them because they wanted my experience. And I said no initially, but finally we came to terms. And I cherry-picked the best people out of Premier, and I brought them over to Halbred. Now, what's the beauty of Halbred is that they're debt-free, no debt. We've got the best people. We've got established technology, and it's been an absolute great move, and we've had some tremendous success.
Well, one of the things I was excited about you coming on the show is that you guys somehow inked a deal with ASU. But that being said, your guys' stock has increased tremendously over the last, say, week or so, and the volume has came with that. What's going on behind the scenes?
What happened, it took us a while to completely flesh out our organization. People got pretty frustrated with us. But at any rate, you can't rush excellence. We looked around the industry and the university for a university partner. After a careful selection process, selected Arizona State University because they had the best capability and, frankly, forecasted results far faster than others. So we went with ASU, and what's happened is that we've developed the COVID-19 situation is really a problem that is perfect for us because we had two existing patents and we had four provisional patents, which we've developed in the last 2 months. Working with ASU, we've developed a unique antibody that we say against COVID-19, and we've also developed an entirely new class of antibody against COVID-19, filing for patent application on both of those. That is just forecasting that via press releases. We have seen a tremendous increase in our stock price. We were up 1,000%, by the way, in 8 days. We've had a little retrenchment now with people taking profits, but we think this is going to really take off because among our capabilities or among our planned products is a nasal spray that is possibly an alternative to a vaccine. The vaccine for COVID-19 is at best controversial. A number of people, a large percentage, in fact, may not, in fact, want to take that vaccine. Our nasal spray, we believe, is in fact an alternative to the vaccine. We just indicated that by press releases, and that's what's really driven our increase. You're going to see even more increases in the near future.
Yeah, I looked at your market cap, and I think your market cap is only around about $5 or $6 million.
Well, that's because of the stock price. We have a low float. Again, debt-free, and we have tremendous people. We have tremendous technology that's already developed. And by the way, our extracorporeal methodology for treating disease is, in fact, not restricted to COVID-19. it actually, we've proven in the laboratory that we have a potential cure for PTSD, among others, cancer, among other, another. This methodology, again, extracorporeal, completely eliminates the side effects of medication taken internally. It's done external to the body, where we eliminate the pathophysiologic basis of the disease, the antigens or the cytokines that cause the disease. And we've proven that this technology does work in the laboratory for PTSD. And again, for cancer, we did a lot of experimentation in the past on cancer. So we see a bright future for Helbert and our technology. And you're going to be hearing a lot more from us, because we've got a great patent firm that is working with us now, applying for patents on our COVID-19 technology. And you're going to see a lot of patent work being done by Helbert.
You know, Bill, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but take me out a quarter or two quarters from now. Where do you see the future of the technology that you guys have in front of you, and maybe your stock price?
Well, that's extremely difficult. You know, I believe we have a dollar stock, but we've got to prove it to the industry and to the market. And frankly, I don't want to get into a point where we're saying it's going to be X in so many months. All I can say is we're working very, very hard. We've got a great team. We've got great technology, and we've got a great partner now in Arizona State University. By the way, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report, number one in technology development in the country. So we also have a team in South America. We have access to Asia via Dr. Patricio Reyes, our chief technical officer. He's originally from the Philippines. So we have access to Asia, and we're working on Europe. We have connections in Europe. So we see this, our products and our technology going worldwide. We have what we believe is a far better mousetrap, actually the only mousetrap of its kind against COVID-19. And I think when that happens, you're going to see application in other against other diseases. We're very excited about that. We're talking to a number of people, other companies where we may end up working together. I see us preserving the company. We may end up, again, in joint ventures, but we're not going to lose our identity, because we have too many things going. We have a tremendous capability coming in an anti-addiction patch to put it on and lose the desire for chemical or alcohol addiction. That includes opioids, cocaine, fentanyl, etc. So we have a lot of new products, and we're frankly very excited for the company and its future.
Bill, before I let you go, real quick, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I want hope and frankly, very sunny forecast for Helbert. Keep if people want to be on the inside of getting copies of press releases when they're issued, or CEO letters, I'll issue a CEO letter every quarter. Contact us through WilliamAHartman@AOL.com, and I'd be very happy to add you to our distribution list. What I want them to take away, Everett, is that we're a great company, debt-free, and with a lot of technology and a lot of connections. And you're gonna hear a lot about Helbert in the future.
Bill Hartman is my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of Helbert Corp. Find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is HALB. Bill, I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully this endeavor turns out really well for you and your team.
Thank you, Everett. We are absolutely convinced that staying debt-free is the way for stockholders to receive the maximum benefit. And I thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.